Okay, so you should be able to file all the way from the beginning of April to the last week. So it's not letting you do that. I just got back. I just messaged my supervisor. They said you should be able to do that. So you're having
Okay,
an
I should be
issue
able to do it
filing.
now.
Yeah, well, no, you should be able to do it. Yeah, right now you should be able to do it. It's not letting you.
Hold on, let me go back in.
She said only for PUA, and that's what you're doing anyway, only for PUA. Wait, she sent me another message. Let me see. If you're having issues with filing your PUA, you have to contact. It's gonna make you come. See, look at you. Sit up there.
Just log back in.
It letting you file your PUA? It should be able to let you file your PUA. You checking it right now? It
Yeah,
should give
I'm
you
finna
the.
log in. Do I need to log in my PUA and my
Yo,
claimant
yeah,
portal?
your PUA portal. Go into that one.
Okay. What a I'm sorry, my kids. What ain't
We the same right
it?
now. My
I know, girl, it's a mess. Okay. File PUA weekly. See, it seems like it says you do not currently have any pending weeks to file.
right, she
When you
messaged
get
me back.
it.
Let me see. Because I told her that you say you don't have no weeks to file right now. I asked her if it was because you put in your unemployment claim for this week or if you have to wait for tomorrow. But be quiet. If she's having an issue with filing her PUA, then she'll have to contact me. So they're saying if it's not letting you file for your PUA, let me see if she sent me another message real quick. It wants you to get in contact with the inquiry line. Basically, that line that you're trying to get in contact with, I don't know if it was you. Were you the one that put in your callback number? Did you put in the callback
I
number?
did.
So I will try again. I will try tomorrow. See if it lets you do tomorrow. Because it should let you do it right now. But like I said, it might be a glitch or something going on with the system because everybody's trying to put everything in. So I will try tomorrow. And like I said, if it don't work, then you might have to
Just
wait for
call.
the inquiry line to call you back. But you, if it invited you to it, you eligible for that. So you're supposed to get that. So there ain't nothing that you're doing wrong. You did everything. You just now was aware that you was able to actually do it to today. So there's nothing you got to do. But you can always check back on the website. But it should be up there. I asked her if you could check back tomorrow, but she didn't really answer me. But I will check back tomorrow. If it's not
Yeah,
letting you do it,
okay.
look at the updates. And then
No.
you can give us a call back. But if you already in there for a call back, then you would, if it's still not letting you do it, you would tell them about that too. 'Cause you definitely go for that 600 every, 'cause she said you can go ahead and put it in for the beginning of April. Is that's what it should show up on our end like that. So if it's not showing up, then it's probably a problem with our system. But I will try again a little bit later on and then I'll try tomorrow. If not, then you won't have to talk to that inquiry phone number when they call you back about that. And then you give them all that information and they can assist you. But we did everything basically on our part. You did everything too. It should just be updated in our system for real. God dang.
Okay,
What be
so you said I am eligible for it though.
Yes, you're eligible. You're supposed to get that extra 600. You just weren't aware if you would have, if you were able to do it like when it was, because everybody was doing it. I didn't know. I'm surprised no one didn't tell you or nothing. Nobody didn't tell you nothing about that. But you definitely is eligible, and you're supposed to get that extra 600 because it was for the pandemic. So they was paying that to everybody. So you eligible regardless.
Okay, hon. Well, I'll check back in a few minutes and then I'll call you back. But if I don't, I will ride up. I might ride to Montgomery myself and see can I get it done somehow. Can
Yeah, you can go up there if
I
you
do
want to, but
that?
I will. I heard people say they was waiting up there like 3 in the morning, like got turned around. Like, so I don't
Really?
want you to go. Where you at? 'Cause I'm in Prattville, so it's not that far for me to just go up there. But I don't gotta go up there anyway. But if you
You know
like
what
about
else Green
hours,
is?
nope, never heard of that. What's
Well,
it
you
close
show.
to?
Well, you know what Greenville is, right?
Nowhere. Where at? Where?
Greenville.
Nope.
Greenville, Elvis.
I only know Montgomery, Prattville, and that's about it. 'Cause I just
Oh,
moved down
God.
here. I just moved back
You said
down here.
you're from the city.
But I
Are
was
you from the
born here.
city?
I mean, I was born here. I was born East Baptist, but like I've been in Ohio. Like I was in Akron and Cleveland areas, but I just moved down here to have my baby. So
because you got that accent, like my cousins, they stay in Detroit.
Yeah, up north.
I like how y'all talk.
I'll be trying to figure out how what y'all be saying when y'all be talking to me. I'm like, I'm talking to my brother like, what? He's like, man, this, and I'm like, I don't know what she's saying.
But
no, you
y'all
just gotta. You said what?
I said you gotta talk. I gotta talk.
Yeah. Yeah, they say, somebody say I talk too proper for them. Like, that's what I've been getting a lot. Like, we talk
really
too proper.
Do.
And I'm like, oh, okay. I hope that's not a bad thing, but okay. But that's all you got to do right now, basically, is I check back on the website, make sure it's not our system. Probably just got a glitch in it. Because sometimes you got to, we have a problem with our system. Where everybody trying to get in all at once and doing all that, it can mess up sometimes. So that's a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
But it shouldn't be anything wrong with it. Like I said, you should be able to file your PUA. But if I were you, I'll just keep checking back and then try again tomorrow too. And then if you're not able to, then you basically better just wait for that phone call from the inquiry phone line and then let them know that information as well.
So they're pretty good by calling you back.
Cause like I said, you said you left it two days ago.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Like I said, so when I spoke with someone, they said they didn't get a call back till like about 5 days. So they call you back on the order they receive your call. So like I said, they call you back, but make sure you answer, because they're gonna leave you a message and you're gonna try to get back a hold. You're gonna try to get a hold of them. It's gonna be another wait, basically. So make sure you keep your phone on you. Keep that on you by all means necessary. Don't let the kids get it. Don't do nothing. If you miss that phone call, it's just going back a whole another process. Like, well, you missed the phone call. They're going to leave a little message. That's it. You try to call back, they ain't going to answer the phone. I promise you. So keep that. You said what now?
I said, you right. Because the kids do be trying to get out. Like, no, leave my phone alone.
Get on the apps, all that. So keep your phone and, like, make sure you. And still call. See, because sometimes you could probably get a hold of them. Call them in the morning. You could still do that if I was you. You know what I'm saying? I would. Until you wait for that. Until you get that phone call back, basically.
I like my friend, but I'm gonna keep it with you too now.
All right, you can. Like I said, you asked for me. I work between 7 a.m. and 4, but I'll be taking my break late because I go get my baby and bring him back to the house. Mm-hmm. So you can call me between 7 and 2, and then 3 and 4.
Okay.
7 and 2 and 3 and 4. All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your day, and you stay safe.
You too.
All right, bye. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.